We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Susan is from Newburyport. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Are you guys going to get some snow up there? Did I see that in the news?
You did, but it's now a bust.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
good.
We're not getting it.
Yeah.
But can I say good morning to my family? They're getting up right now, and I'm hoping they're listening right now.
Okay, sure.
Hey, everyone. Wake up.
You want to say names or anything?
No, that's okay. They'd probably, yeah, they wouldn't.
They
be
know who they are.
She's like, they know.
They are embarrassed to know us.
What's up, Newburyport?
You guys are awesome. I just have to tell you, you guys get me through Route 1 every morning. For the last, I don't know, 9 years. And I love Mix 104.1. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, Susan. We appreciate that. That and
the check's in the mail, Susan.
That and the Kowloon will get you down Route 1 pretty quickly. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth, cannot hear any of these questions or answers. She has 2,994 wins, 248 losses. Question number one, Emma Watson is almost 30 and says she's finally come to terms with not having a husband, kids, and all that supposedly grown-up stuff she's supposed to be doing. She says she is happily self-partnered. I've never heard that term before. Are you not on any of it? Oh, sorry. There you go.
I love it.
Walt Disney princess did Emma Watson play?
Belle.
Question number two. Dean Martin's daughter, Deanna, says she's offended by John Legend's remake of Baby It's Cold Outside with more politically correct lyrics. Who is his fellow voice coach that he remade the song with?
Oh, God. Voice coach is...
You got me on the edge of my seat.
I know, right? I like the way she
was. I know this voice coach. About Kelly Clarkson?
Question number three. Reba McEntire broke up with her boyfriend, Skeeter, back in May.
Well, thank God.
From Doug Funny?
But they kept it quiet until now. Reba has recently played which fast food chain mascot in commercials?
KFC.
What's the mascot's name?
The mascot is the Colonel.
Question number four. Sharon Stone is suing rapper Chanel West Coast for using her name repeatedly in a track called Sharon Stoned. Chanel West Coast is currently on which MTV show with Rob Dyrdek?
Oh, God. You got me on that one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
question number four.
Go ahead.
Okay. Emma Stone turning 31 today. She won Best Actress in 2017 for which film?
Emma Stone. The ice skater, the psycho one. Tanya Harding.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Love you.
You might be my favorite person ever. Play Can't Be Kennedy.
Oh, thank you.
You have a wonderful attitude, and I love how you answer questions.
Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
Susan got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Emma Watson is almost 30 and says she's finally come to terms with not having a husband and kids and all that supposedly grown-up stuff. She says she is happily self-partnered.
I love that.
Which Disney princess did she play?
Belle.
Belle is right. Tied to one. Dean Martin's daughter says she's offended by John Legend's remake of Baby It's Cold Outside with more politically correct lyrics.
I'm more offended that her name is one letter off than her dad's.
That's just narcissism on the part of her parents.
Who is his fellow voice coach that he remade the song with?
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson!
Thank you, Jim.
I'm just going to say, Kennedy and Susan answering questions together would just be delightful.
Right?
Sounds like they're doing scat.
Or we're both bell. Okay, it is not easy to do this three times a day.
Kelly Clarkson!
Question number three. Reba McEntire broke up with her boyfriend Skeeter back in May, but they kept it quiet until now, Kennedy. Reba has recently played which fast food chain mascot in their commercials?
The Colonel. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Sanders.
Tied at three. Question number four. Sharon Stone is suing rapper Chanel West Coast for using her name repeatedly in a track called Sharon Stoned.
Great art of our time. Sharon Stoned.
Chanel West Coast is currently on which MTV show with Rob Dyrdek?
Oh, is that who that is? She's awful.
Her laugh.
Ridiculousness.
She is awful.
4-3, question number five. Emma Stone turns 31 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar in 2017 for which film?
Moon thing. Moon. Moonlight.
Moon River.
No, that was the one that really won, wasn't it?
Yep.
I don't know.
La La Land. The correct answer, Kennedy.
Wow.
Well, 4-3 is the final score. Susan, you were a formidable opponent, unfortunately, or formidable. But you don't get the $100. I do have a pair of tickets to see Alice Merton on November 18th at the Paradise Rock Club. So you enjoy those concert tickets, okay?
Yay, thank you.
Not a problem. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Susan from Newburyport, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, for Campy Kennedy this morning, we have Terry, who is from Georgetown. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Terry is a legal secretary in Boston, as I understand it. She was the reason they came up with the TV show Boston Legal. It's based on her life.
Love that show. That James Spader.
Is it still on?
No. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Terry?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Same to you.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 2,995 wins, only 248 losses, and she is now in that other studio. Question number one. 26 years ago today, I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Who sings that song?
Oh, God. Oh, can you sing it for me?
Dan?
You want me to?
Yeah.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Was it Meatloaf?
Question number
You're
two.
You're welcome.
Kim Kardashian revealed that she gained 18 pounds over the last year with the birth of her new baby, Psalm, and releasing her Skims shapewear line. Kim also has a pretty popular makeup line. What is it called?
I'll call it Kim. Yeah.
It's a good guess. Question number two. Rebecca Romijn is 47 today. She was married to John Stamos from 1998 to 2005. Which actor is she married to now?
I have not a clue.
Question number four. Julie Andrews was recently doing an interview about The Sound of Music, specifically talking about that boat scene where it capsizes and all of the Von Trapp children fell out. She said the actress that played Greta couldn't swim, so she had to get to her fast.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not even acting. That's a real-life situation.
How many Von Trapp children were there in the film? Three, five, or seven?
I'm going to say seven.
Question number five. Charlie Sheen's hat and final pitch ball for Major League are on the auction block. Sheen was pitcher Rick Wild Thing Vaughn in the Major League movies. Which team did he play for in those movies?
Do I have a multiple choice?
Yes. There are, I think, 26 teams in the major leagues. You have to name one of them.
I'm going to say the Yankees.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Is that about right? Is it, how many?
No, I think there's 30.
Oh, is it that many?
Wow.
All right, Kennedy. Terry got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. It was 26 years ago today. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Hit number one on the pop singles chart and stay there for 5 weeks. Who sings that song?
Meatloaf.
You missed Dan's version, which was fantastic.
I bet.
Tied at one, question number two. Kim Kardashian revealed that she gained 18 pounds over the last year after the birth of her baby and releasing her Skims shapewear. Kim also has a pretty popular makeup line. What is it called?
I don't have any idea.
KKW Beauty.
Obviously.
Tied at one. Question number three. Rebecca Romijn, 47 today. She is married, or was married, to John Stamos from 98 to 2005. Which actor is she married to now?
Jerry O'Connell.
Yes, that is correct. 2 to 1. Question number four. Julie Andrews was recently doing an interview about The Sound of Music, specifically talking about the boat scene where it capsizes and all the Von Trapp children fell out. She said the actress that played Greta actually couldn't swim and she had to get her out fast. How many Von Trapp children were there in the film? 3, 5, or 7? Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, Ralph.
5, 7.
7 is the correct answer.
Just like dwarves.
I wasn't in that musical in high school or anything. Duh.
Tied at 2. Question number 5. Charlie Sheen's hat and final pitch ball from Major League are on the auction block. Of course, he was pitcher Rick Wildthing Vaughn in the movies. Which team did he play for?
Cleveland Indians.
He did play for the Cleveland Indians. That is right.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Best line in that.
You don't steal Joe Boo's rum. You make him very mad.
3-2 is the final score. Terry, you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win. But I do have those concert tickets. A Pentatonix Christmas Tour 2019. December 10 at Aganis Arena. You will be there. Enjoy the show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
All right, I'm Terry from Georgetown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
All right, for Campy Kennedy this morning, we have Terry, who is from Georgetown. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you? Hey,
we're doing good. Terry is a legal secretary in Boston, as I understand it. She was the reason they came up with the TV show Boston Legal. It's based on her life.
Love that show. That James Spader.
Is it still on?
No. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Terry?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Same to you.
5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 2,995 wins, only 248 losses, and she is now in that other studio. Question number one. 26 years ago today, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Who sings that song?
Oh, God. Oh, can you sing it for me?
Dan?
You want me to?
Yeah.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Was it Meatloaf?
Question number 2.
You're welcome.
Kim Kardashian revealed that she gained 18 pounds over the last year with the birth of her new baby, Psalm, and releasing her Skims shapewear line. Kim also has a pretty popular makeup line. What is it called?
I'll call it Kim. Yeah.
It's a good guess. Question number 2. Rebecca Romijn is 47 today. She was married to John Stamos from 1998 to 2005. Which actor is she married to now?
I have not a clue.
Question number four. Julie Andrews was recently doing an interview about The Sound of Music, specifically talking about that boat scene where it capsizes and all of the Von Trapp children fell out. She said the actress that played Greta couldn't swim, so she had to get to her fast.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not even acting. That's a real life situation.
How many Von Trapp children were there in the film? Three, five, or seven?
I'm going to say seven.
Question number five. Charlie Sheen's hat and final pitch ball for Major League are on the auction block. Sheen was pitcher Rick Wild Thing Vaughn in the Major League movies. Which team did he play for in those movies?
Do I have a multiple choice?
Yes. There are, I think, 26 teams in the Major Leagues. You have to name one of them.
I'm going to say the Yankees.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Is that about right? Is it, how many?
No, I think there's 30.
Oh, is it that many?
Wow.
All right, Kennedy. Terry got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. It was 26 years ago today. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Who sings that song?
Meatloaf.
You missed Dan's version, which was fantastic.
I bet.
Tied at one. Question number two. Kim Kardashian revealed that she gained 18 pounds over the last year after the birth of her baby and releasing her Skims shapewear. Kim also has a pretty popular makeup line. What is it called?
I don't have any idea.
KKW Beauty.
Obviously.
Tied at one. Question number three. Rebecca Romijn, 47 today. She is married, or was married, to John Stamos from 98 to 2005. Which actor is she married to now?
Jerry O'Connell.
Yes, that is correct. 2 to 1. Question number four. Julie Andrews was recently doing an interview about The Sound of Music, specifically talking about the boat scene where it capsizes and all the Von Trapp children fell out. She said the actress that played Greta actually couldn't swim and she had to get her out fast. How many Von Trapp children were there in the film? Three, five, or seven? Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, Ralph.
Five. Seven.
Seven is the correct answer.
Just like dwarves.
I wasn't in that musical in high school or anything. Duh.
Tied at two. Question number five. Charlie Sheen's hat and final pitch ball from Major League are on the auction block.
Need.
Of course, he was pitcher Rick Wild Thing Vaughn in the movies. Which team did he play for?
Cleveland Indians.
He did play for the Cleveland Indians. That is right.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Best line in that.
You movie. Don't steal Joe Boo's rum. Make him very mad.
3-2 is the final score. Terry, you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have those concert tickets. A Pentatonics Christmas Tour 2019. December 10 at Aganis Arena. You will be there. Enjoy the show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
All right, I'm Terry from Georgetown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.